All right, item 10. Consider authorizing the attendance of the board under item A to the CalPERS Trustees Roundtable, October 11 in San Jose. So this is a close to the public item, so max four, I believe, is the rule.
I'll be interested in, but I'd like to wait on the agenda to see what it's about.
All right. So because the agenda hasn't been sent out, proposed yet, is it, I guess we can move up to four and then decide who goes when people can zero in on it and take a closer look at it. Is that fair? All right. Does somebody want to make that motion to approve four?
So moved.
Second.
All right. It's been moved and seconded to approve four to attend the CalPERS Trustee Roundtable, October 11, 2024 in San Jose. Seeing no other questions or comments on the motion, let's call the roll. Anderson.
Aye.
Chubadarev.
Aye.
Gordon. Aye. Holcomb.
Aye.
Kroll.
Aye.
McDonald.
Aye.
Zhu.
Aye.
Phillips.
Aye.
And Wong.
Aye.
All right. That motion carries 9-0. Thank you. The next item is the CRCEA Annual Fall Conference, November 3 to 6, in beautiful downtown Walnut Creek, hosting here locally. This is open to the public, so there's no limitation on the number of members that can attend. Well,
one thing, too, that, you know, I have to apologize. Somehow this got out a couple weeks ahead. We planned to put it out with the agenda.
Unfortunately, it has not gotten out. The only thing I can do for you at this time is kind of give you an overview of the plan that we have. Candace has agreed to represent the Board of Supervisors and welcome the conference. Hank Kim from NCPRS will be our keynote speaker. We will be having the FBI agent Jimmy Hassani, who spoke at the Sackers Indian Wells a year ago, will be also there to talk, give us a little bit more input about recent computer scam updates and safety. We'll have a CHP will be there on a two-hour presentation, Tuesday just before lunch, and then another hour after lunch. They have to do a two-hour presentation, but it's a program they call Age Well, Drive Smart, but it's similar to AARP's program for mature drivers, and those that sit through the two-hour conference will get a certificate, which is good for a discount on your auto insurance. So I think that's going to be of some value. We'll also have a speaker talk about reverse mortgages for, you know, those who have issues with financing their homes. Amy Brown, which is a CRCEA lobbyist, will be there to discuss the new issues. So maybe she won't be there because this is Tuesday, which is election day, but one of her staff will be there. So one way or the other, we'll have somebody from her office. And then we'll have another one, investing after retirement. And what the heck do you do with your RMD whenever it hits instead of just putting it in your savings account? Again, like I said, it's going to be at the Walnut Creek Embassy Suites Hotel. We were able to get $169 a night fee, which I thought was fantastic. That includes breakfast and a nightly hospitality. We will be actually setting aside, we've had their hospitality before, and for free, you can't bitch, but you get popcorn and crackers and, you know, a drink. But we're going to expand it, and we'll have an area set aside that'll be an expanded hospitality as opposed to what they offer.
So you have some cookies, cookies on the side and that sort of thing. Nice.
Nice. So anyway, we one reason why we decided on that is because people are coming from Southern California. And it's right next to the BART track, so it's convenient for them to get on a plane, get on the BART, and actually just step right off the BART. So, yep. You know, we're hoping for that's going to be convenient. I'm sorry?
Have you wondered about BART? Send them the app to report something if you're not comfortable. I'm sorry. And again, I just...
I'm trying not to get into the weeds here.
Okay, no, no. Yeah. I'm just throwing it out there.
Yeah. It sounds like most of the guests will be armed.
Well,
hopefully it'll be, you know, they'll get there earlier in the morning and all the criminals will be sleeping. I don't know. But anyway, you're all welcome. We encourage you to attend, even if you want to come for just a part of the day. Or I will get, I'll get with Christina. I'm not sure how you want to distribute that out, or wait till the next meeting on 24th to have the agenda.
I can email it.
Okay, so I'll get that to you ASAP, and everybody can make up their mind which ones or any of them that they would like to attend.
All right, thank you, Mike. So this item is open to the public, and I guess unless Luz is going to look at me and tell me it creates an administrative nightmare, we could approve all board members attending and then let it sort out as to whether that'll work out. Is that something we can do?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'm getting nods. Didn't get anything thrown at me. All right. Does somebody want to authorize all board members to attend?
So moved.
Or moved, seconded. Any further discussion? Any final pitch, Mike?
Come on.
All right. Let's vote on the motion. Anderson?
Aye.
Chabadara?
Aye.
Gordon? Aye. Holcomb?
Aye.
Kroll?
Aye.
McDonald?
Aye.
Zhu?
Aye.
Phillips?
Aye.
And Wong?
Aye.
All right. That motion carries 9-0. Thank you. And the next item is item C, which is the IFEBP 70th Annual Employee Benefits Conference, November 10 to 13 in San Diego. Of course, that's during SACRS, I think. This is closed to the public, so this would be up to four members. Are there any board members interested in the IFEBP 70th Annual Employee Benefits Conference? I know David's not going to be one of them. I'm not seeing anybody, so we'll pass on that item. If somebody thinks about it, remind me before we finish, and we can go revisit that. Item D, the 2024 Invesco Real Estate Global Conference, November 12 to 14, 2024, in San Diego, likewise closed to the public, also same week as SACRS.
I went to that last year. It's fantastic. It's an outstanding.
It's a very good conference.
November is killing me. I've got the CRCA and I've got the SACRS and I can't put that on top of that, so I would end up 3 weeks away from home.
All right. I've got a.
I'm sorry.
She thinks that's a good idea.
Yeah.
Yeah. 2 weeks is good. Then somebody's got to take the trash out.
Yeah, I've got a trial scheduled to start on November 12th, so I'm not going to be available to go anywhere that week, at least not currently. I don't see anybody with their hands up on this one, so we'll pass. Interesting that this might be a first that no one would attend the Invesco conference, but that could be. If that changes, we can always bring it back.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, let's leave it at that. We'll pass it for now. And item E is a due diligence meeting visit. It's a quick turn. It's next week on the 17th. I think both David and I initially expressed an interest in this. I know, David, you've got a conflict. I think you indicated. And I'm not going to be able to make that. So I don't know if any other board member, though, is available and could make that meeting. It is in New York, July 17th. It's next Wednesday. I assume Tuesday would be your travel day, if I got it right. Any board member interested in attending the due diligence visit? Nope, not seeing anybody. So we'll pass on that.